You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Hey, don't go for your test. Volume, bass, mitzvah, shin, lamed, vav. And we are on the second page of the mitzvah, on column two. The mitzvah that we're doing in the Minchas Chinuch is a very interesting mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that has a loaded title. The loaded title is Medina HaMitzvah Ma She Omru. Medina HaMitzvah Ma Lokeach U'Moicher. The mitzvah is to adjudicate or to go ahead and to decide disputes when it comes to acquisitions. That's a mitzvah. The Chinuch, like the Rambam, lists this as one of the 613 mitzvahs. That there is a mitzvah to adjudicate and have Dine Torah between people who are buying and selling. So the Minchas Chinuch has decided in order to go ahead and to give an overview of this mitzvah. He is giving an overview of all different ways of obtaining or acquiring property. So the Minchas Chinuch started in the page before, Kaf Kuf Yud Ches, to speak about all the ways that you can acquire real property, which is karka. So it's interesting. He said that you can acquire karka in three ways. Kesef, Shtar, and Chazakah. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzadi, the Shulchan Aruch is a little different and says that karka can be acquired in four ways. Kesef, Shtar, Chazakah, and Kinyan Sudar. So I don't know why the Minchas Chinuch at the outset is just listing those three. We have already discussed kesef, the idea of being able to acquire real property through the delivery of compensation of kesef. And we went through that in detail, how a down payment works, and how even if there's a property worth $1 million, I can acquire it and lock it up with a shava pruta. We discussed the machlokas smantaz at length, how that works. The last few weeks, we've been discussing Kinyan Shtar, that if a person wants to acquire a piece of property, not with money, but he wants to acquire it or sell it with a document, that is also acceptable. Because there's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. When Yirmiyah gave his nevuah, that the first Beis HaMikdash was going to be destroyed. He said, you know what? I am telling you guys not to despair. You will eventually return. And I'm going to prove it. I personally am going to start buying land in Israel now before the destruction to show there will be an eventual return. And those psukim describe how Yirmiyah bought those lands. And he bought them with a shtar, a document. And it says, Ve'ekach es sefer ha-mikna. He took in his hand the sefer, the book, the document, mikna, that allowed him to purchase the land. So based on that pasuk, Ve'ekach es sefer ha-mikna, we learn this idea of kinyan shtar. Now, why would someone do shtar versus money? One possibility is the guy doesn't have money now, and he wants to go ahead and lock up the deal. So what he does is he says, you know what? Let us agree to a price, and let us document it now, and eventually you will make the payment to me. Now, what's interesting is the Gemara seems to say that if the guy selling is willing to do this to accommodate and facilitate the quick sale, he has the ability to really demand the money because he was willing to sell it initially without money. And if the guy does not come up with the money in a certain reasonable period of time and he's knocking on his door, the Lashon of the Gemara is Ayel V'Nafik Azuzeh, he's knocking on his door, he can go ahead and disrupt and bust up the sale. Based on the idea that even though a shtar is a good kinyan, it's predicated on the assumption he'll get compensation. And if the compensation does not eventually come in a timely fashion, which he expected, the original maisa kinyan of the shtar is uprooted. But there's another classical case where I'll use shtar. It's where I'm not interested in money. I'm giving somebody a gift. So when I give somebody a gift, the money is not what the emphasis is. The emphasis is the transfer of the property. So that's a classical case where I will use a shtar. I will use a shtar as a way of conveying a matana because it's not a monetary emphasis in the transaction. The emphasis is just to make sure the guy gets the gift. So there is this second type of kinyan by karka, which is called kinyan shtar. Now we're almost finished with the Minchas Chinuch's discussion of kinyan shtar. There are two points he is now going to make, which we're going to get into a little. One of them is what he calls shtar lechetzoi. And the other question is, does a kinyan shtar work by a guy? Because it's interesting, by all kinyanim, and this is really halacha lemaisa, by selling chametz to a guy, there's a very, very big mevucha. There's a very big discussion, and I don't know if I should use the word confusion, but a lot of differences of opinion. How can a guy either sell something or acquire something? So I don't know how many kinyanim rabbanim do, but I know that the Mishnah Berurah and the Nesivos in Makor Chayim say that there's a whole slew of kinyanim that you do with the guy to sell him the chametz, because we're not really sure which kinyanim have effect, are effective by the guy. The shtar that you use, which is interesting, the shtar work. And if there is shtar, shtar doesn't work on metalpolin. So what they try to do is sell the guy the metalpolin of the chometz, agav karka, or makom muskeres lo. You rent him the piece of property and you sell that to him. Or you sell him the metaltolin along with the karka. Or you have kinyan chalipin, or kesef, etc., etc. The point being is that by a guy, there's always an interesting question in Rishonim and Paiskim, what kinyanim are effective? So sometimes Rishonim have an assumption, whatever works by a Jew does not work by a guy. But not every opinion agrees with that. Now that is based on a machlokes in another area. It's a famous machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in Bava Metzia and in Bechiras. If kinyan kesef works midoraisa, can a Jew buy something from another Jew just by giving him compensation? Now, that's true by karka. By karka, there's no doubt money and kesef allow you to purchase karka. The question is, I want to buy a car. Can I go ahead and give you money? And the moment I've given you the money, the car is mine. Rabbi Yochanan says, Dvar Torah ma'os konos, midoraisa money is kona, but they made a takona. The takona was they were afraid I'd give you the money, and the sale would be complete and consummated, and then a wrecking crew would come, or they'd come to tow away the car, and you, the seller, would have no incentive to try to fight and protect my possession because the kinyan was complete. Therefore, they said, midarabanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, money is not kaina, oni mashicha. Reish Lakish is of the exact opposite opinion, and he says, mashicha is kaina midaraisa, and kesef is only kone midarabanan. So the Gemara in Bechoro says, there's an important nafkamina by a guy. Because by Bechor, one of the ways that a kayin could get out of all the dine Bechor, if a kayin has a firstborn kosher animal, the kayin is not allowed to shecht it and eat it unless he brings it to the Beis HaMikdash or it incurs a mum. So every time that a kayin would have a flock and he'd have firstborn kosher animals, he'd have a major headache. He'd have to take all of these animals, let them roam free, and hope they would incur a mum. So the Gemara says there's a certain harama. There's a certain way or trick around this. It's to make a guy a partner in all of your animals. And he only has to be a partner in an ear, a nose, the smallest part of the animal. But the problem is, what kinyan does the guy use to be able to acquire that portion of the animal to relieve you of the kedushas bechor? Because the pasuk says, kol sheyesh tzad l'gai, anytime there's an animal where the guy has any type of ownership, it is not considered to be kadosh. So the Gemara says, whatever kinyan works by a Jew, that's the kinyan you would use by a guy. Why? Because the pasuk says, v'chi simkaru memkar miyad amisecha. When it describes the kinyan between Jews, it says it's a kinyan miyad amisecha. Reish Lakish learns that that pasuk miyad amisecha is mashicha. And since it says miyad amisecha, it means mashicha works by a Jew, but by a guy, mashicha would not work, and you'd need kesef. Rabbi Yochanan interprets that pasuk differently. Ki simkru memkar miyad amisecha, okana miyadai, is referring to kesef. And if kesef is the mode of miyad amisecha, kesef works by a Jew, but it does not work by a guy. So concerning the halacha of Bechayres, we have machlaikes, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. What kinyan you use by a guy? And it is equivalent to the opposite of whatever kinyan you use by a Jew. There's an interesting machlokas how you paskin. Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, which would mean that by a Jew, kesef works midaraisa, and by a guy, kesef does not work, and you need mashicha. So according to Rashi, I could not go ahead and sell chametz to a guy bekesef. However, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that mashicha is what works by a Jew, and not by a guy, and by a guy, kesef works. So how are you paskin by Bechayrais between Rabbeinu Yochanan and Reish Lakish is a big nafkamina legabe kinyan mechiras chametz by a guy. Rashi paskins like Rabbi Yochanan that kesef is good by a Jew, not by a guy, and by a guy you need mashicha. Tosfos says there's a ferish of Gemara that says we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan versus Reish Lakish, except for three cases, and this is not one of those three. So therefore, Tosfos is of the opinion that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, as we normally do. So that, I'm just pointing out that machlokes. But the point of that is to show there is this idea that you have in the Gemara that if a Kenyan works by a Jew, it may be an indicator it does not work by a guy. So we're going to have
to... They're opposites. How do you know that they're opposites?
What?
I mean, how do you know that if one works one, then another one... I mean, why are they necessarily opposite each other? I know it says Miyari Misecha, so wherever it says a Jew, but I mean, this idea that it's opposite...
So the truth is, it never says it anywhere except by Mashiach and Kesef. By Mashiach and Kesef, it says it because they're both Doresh. Okona Miyara Misecha. This Kenyan referred to in the Chumash, Dafka Miyara Misecha. Lahaitzi a guy. But the truth is, by other Kenyanim, it's not that clear. So to apply it to other Kenyanim and say what works by one doesn't work by another, that's a bit questionable.
Right.
So I don't know. That's a big discussion. So let's see. There are two points now that the Minchas Chinuch is going to discuss concerning Kenyan Shtar, to finish up the topic of Kenyan Shtar. And the first, that's the second topic, whether Shtar works by a guy. The first topic that the Minchas Chinuch will quote is what's called Shtar Lechatzoin. Is there a concept of Shtar Lechatzoin Legabe Shtaris? So what is Shtar Lechatzoin? So let's see. It says Od Mavur. Do you have that Od Mavur? It is on Tavkuf Yud Tes, second column, I think second paragraph. Od Mavur Shom B'Simin Kuf Tzadi B'Biurim Sif Katan Yud Af Dishtar Eino Kona Lechatzoin. What does that mean? The Hainu Im B'Shtar Nechtav Kol hasode, v'hu einoi roitza liknos, rak chatzi pasode, eino nikna lo hachatzi hasode b'shtar zeh. So the Shulchan Aruch has an interesting halacha. Like the case I told you before, a guy says, I don't have the money right now, but I want to buy this whole field. So the guy says, fine. I will give you a shtar on the whole field, provided that you comply with the payment conditions. Again, the guy does not comply with the payment conditions, so the other guy is hacking him and hacking. I need the money, I need the money, I need the money. To the extent that he's about to break up the sale. So you know what the purchaser says? You know what? I don't know if I am going to go ahead and be able to come up with the remaining money for the other half of the field. But let's use our original shtar to allow me to purchase half the field. So the Shulchan Aruch says that won't work. Because since you undertook the Kenyan vis-a-vis Kenyan shtar, and the description in the shtar is a description of the whole field, I cannot cut short, abbreviate, or truncate the shtar to use a shtar written on a whole field for only half the field. He does not explain why the Shulchan Aruch. He just says, "Ein shtar lechetzoy." Period. That's the halacha. What would you say the svara is for that?
Well, because it's a false star. It shows that he sold the entire field. The lekuchas get damaged, for sure. If somebody buys the field from him, so it's evident.
But let me define what you're saying. Are you defining that the star, in essence, is good? We just have a chashash, and because of certain chashashas, we don't allow it to work? Or is there something intrinsic about a shtar lechatzoin that doesn't work?
Well, if I would
argue, the way that you were saying it, made it sound like I'm worried about this guy, about that guy, and it's all a bunch of chashashas. But intrinsically, the star could work.
No, but intrinsically, the star is false. He didn't sell the entire field. He only sold half the field. So it's a false star, so it's no good. I might argue that there was a condition attached to it. It was sort of a tenai, what we call a condition subscore. And that was that he pays the full amount. If he doesn't pay the full amount, the star becomes void. And he would have to re-execute the star or do a new mesira.
That's correct. That is correct. That is the halacha. I'm just trying to define, is that halacha an essential halacha? That a star that has spheres dvarim that are incorrect by definition is a chaspa ba'alma, or is there other consideration? Meaning that the whole nature of a star has to be able to tell the story of the transfer truthfully and totally. And if it doesn't tell the story of the transfer truthfully and totally, even though everyone agrees and the compensation is correct for half, the star would be considered to be invalid.
Yar calls that mezuyah mitoicho, something like that. If it's mezuyah mitoicho, it's not a good star.
Well, that's a little different what mezuyah mitoicho means, but
Cain.
So I was thinking, could this be connected to another sugya of mechzei keshikra? There's a sugya throughout Shas called mechzei keshikra. And there's a discussion of whether we're choshesh kemechzei keshikra. There's a whole slew of cases of mechzei keshikra. Meaning, Bezdin sits down and says, we three dayanim are going to go ahead and adjudicate this shtar and be mekayim the shtar. When they wrote it, the third dayan had not yet showed up. So do you say, because from the very outset, the document is written with a falsehood in it, it's an invalid document? So the Gemara says there's a big machlokes whether we're chayshesh lemechzei keshikra or not. So the Gemara seems to end up saying that we're not chayshesh kemechzei keshikra. So I don't know. I don't think mechzei keshikra is relevant to our case. I think mechzei keshikra is procedural. And it's a question of when you have procedures in Beis Din, do you have to make sure that Beis Din is clean as a whistle and there's nothing within Beis Din that could go ahead and embarrass them or make them look bad? I think that's what mechzei keshikra is talking about. But here, like Tzvi said, I don't think this din of Ein Shtar Lechet Sa'in is a din in looking bad or anything like that. I think it's essential. And it's telling you an essential chiddush about Shtar, that the whole Kenyan Shtar has no identity unless the Sfiras Dvarim Shebashtar, unless the Shtar accurate and complete in the story that it tells. So the Ktzais asks a question. He quotes a Ktzais here. And the Ktzais asks a question from a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says that there's something called a Pogemes Ksuba. There is something called a Ksuba that in its recording is incorrect. Meaning the ksuba says that the woman is owed, let's say, 300 zuz, 200, a tosefes, whatever it is, an enormous amount. She comes to collect her ksuba and she says, you know what? I want to let you know before I collect, the amount written in the ksuba is incorrect. And I only have a claim for 200, not for 300. The Gemara says that she is able to collect without a shvur. And the Gemara has a whole discussion why she would need a shvur. It's not a shvur d'oraisa, but it would be maybe that you need a shvur d'rabbanan.
Is she saying it was partially paid? Is that what she's saying?
She doesn't necessarily say how it's pagemis. Mm-hmm. She's saying it says in it's 300, and it's not really 300. So the Gemara says that she could go ahead and collect without a shvur. Because the Gemara is a haven meter, there's something fishy here, and she should take a shvur. So the Gemara asks, but my Gavya, what in the world could she be collecting with? Chaspa ba'alma. Meaning this shtar is worthless because the text of the shtar is not representing the underlying obligation of the shtar. So the Ktzais wants to know, how do I reconcile the case in Shulchan Aruch of not being able to buy half the field because the text of the shtar says a full field, and being able to collect the partial ksuba, even though that's not what is recorded correctly in the ksuba document. Meaning, the Ktzais is asking, does a shtar have to correctly record the eventual transaction or not? In Shulchan Aruch says,
isn't that a pesha also? That's a pesha also, isn't it?
So the Gemara does say it's a migo.
Yeah.
But the problem is it's a migo lahotzi.
Uh-huh.
But the Gemara says a migo lahotzi works with a shtar.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the day, the shtar has to be a good shtar for the migo lahotzi to work. So the Gemara asked the question, but my gavya chas ba'alma. So the Ktzais is a little confounded. And he says, I'm a little confused. Does a shtar, in order to be a valid shtar, have to have the exact account of what the transaction is or not? In Shulchan Aruch it says that if the shtar mechira is describing a whole field, I can't use it to buy half a field. However, a ksuba that describes a large loan can be used to collect a partial loan. So the Ktzais says, I don't have a problem.
Is that a star kinyan? A ksuba is a star kinyan?
That's exactly what he says.
Uh-huh.
He says, I'm going to make a distinction between a star kinyan and a star raya. That when it comes to a shtar kinyan, the sfiras dvarim in the shtar kinyan must accurately reflect the transaction. Masha'in kain in a shtar raya, I don't need the sfiras dvarim, the recording of the shtar, to actually relate to what I'm collecting at the end of the day. That's the Ktzais's chiddush. Now, I will mention to you that the Ktzais mentions in his discussion a Tosfos that we mentioned last week. We mentioned last week there's this case in Gittin, Chafam Beis of a Zaken. There was an old man outside of Yerushalayim, the Gemara in Gittin said. And he was happy to lend money to people. And the way he used to lend money to people was by using his own paper, writing out the document, having Adim sign it, and he recorded it. Meaning the people who borrowed the money from him never gave over to him a loan document. He independently generated the loan documents. So the Gemara says, how could that work? Him generating the loan documents. There's a pasuk that says, Ve'ekach es sefer ha-mikna. When a person uses a shtar to acquire something, he has to give it over. So the Lovesh should have been giving over the document to the Zaken, and the Zaken could have not been self-generating it. So Taisva says, I don't understand the Gemara's question. There, by the Ekecha Sefer HaMikna, we are talking about Shtar Mechira. And here, by Halva, all we're talking about is Shtar Raya. And Lechara, by Shtar Raya, Taisva says, there's no need of the Ekecha Sefer HaMikna. By Shtar Raya, as long as you record what happened, that's enough. There doesn't need to be a hakna of the shtar raya from one party to the other. So Taisus says, so what's going on? So as I mentioned, Taisus had a very doichak opinion here, that it's talking about after the loan, all the people wanted to show their appreciation to the zaken, so they were giving him gifts. Now, how could these gifts have worked if he was self-generating, right, the gift documents? So that's what the Gemara is referring to, according to Taisvus. So the Ktsais brings this Taisvus as a raya, that a shtar raya is not like a shtar mech. They're two totally different concepts that work differently. Now, I told you that there's a Taisus Rid and a Rabbi Chanan that say that's not true. That a Shtar Halva works like a Shtar Mechira, causing you to sell Shibudim and obligations. And a Shtar Halva does require Hakna. But the truth is, the Ktsais is not talking about a Shtar Halva. A shtar halva might not be a shtar raya. There might be three categories: shtar mechira, shtar halva, and shtar raya. Shtar mechira is a shtar that's used to effectuate a sale. Shtar raya is after I make the sale, and I can make that sale with chazaka or kesef, I want to record it. And I might even want to guarantee from the seller that he gives me title insurance. So in order to facilitate that, I have a shtar raya.
The kinyan by halvah, the kinyan by halvah is giving him the money. That's the miyad liyad. There is a kinyan. There's a separate kinyan. Yeah.
But if you're going to tell me that shibuda doraisa, but after shibuda doraisa, we took away shibudim, because of Pseida de Lakuchais, and we said there is only Shibudim when there's a shtar and a call. Maybe then the shtar is what creates the Shibudim. We discussed that last week.
Right, I agree with that. I just wanted to point out. I just wanted to point out that there is a kinyan by Almar.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's what Taisus would hold.
Right, and therefore, Taisus holds that it's only a shtar raya.
Correct. So I'm just pointing out that even though shtar halva might not be a shtar raya, the Taisus point is well taken, that a shtar raya, which may not be a shtar halva, but just a proof of a transaction that's done through kesef shtar chazaka, is a different type of shtar than a shtar mechira. And even though a shtar mechira has no chalais, unless it properly documents the sale, a shtar raya, according to the Ktsais, interestingly enough, can still be valid even though it doesn't accurately describe specifically what the transaction is. Which is very interesting, that a shtar mechira, according to the Ktsais, needs an exact recitation of what the mechira is. And if you're describing a whole field, a half field is not included in the transaction. As opposed to the ksuba case, even if you describe the chiyuv ksuv is 300. If she admits the obligation is only 200, she can go ahead and collect the 200, even though the shtar doesn't record things correctly. So now let's go to the last point the Minchas Chinuch is discussing concerning shtar. The Kinyan shtar eino noheg begoy. Interesting. This discussion that we started earlier. Can you use a shtar mechira by a goy? Now I want to point out, this discussion goes in two directions. Can the goy sell to you with a shtar? Number one. Can you sell to a goy with a shtar? So it's two separate questions. A question of receiving a shtar from a goy, and as a result of that, receiving his field, or you giving the shtar to the guy and transferring the field to the guy. So let's see what the Minchas Chinuch says. He says first, Eino noeg b'guy, without differentiating between whether the guy is the meicher or the kaina. Ayin taisus b'ba basra, nun dalar m'beis divra maschil. Is that Oved or Over?
Looks like Oved.
Yeah, Divra Maschil Oved. Kosvo, the Kenyan Star, Afka, Mi Ve'ekach Sefer HaMikne. And since the Pasuk, Ve'ekach Sefer HaMikne, in Yirmiyahu, happens to be dealing with who?
Israel.
Vahu Yisrael, who happens to be dealing with a Jew buying through a shtar a field from another Jew. Therefore, it's not shaykh by a guy. Ayein kedushin yudalid amud beitz. Tais ubetais v'sham divar hamaskil hayel. So I'll tell you what that taisus in Kedushin is. The Gemara in Kedushin Yadalim and Beis wants to know, based on the Mishnah. The Mishnah of Avadim starts in Kedushin Yadalim and Beis and says, Eved Ivri Nikne Bekesef. If I want to go ahead and be kind of an Eved Ivri, either directly or Meicher Atzma, this Eved Ivri is in debt. So I make a deal with this Eved Ivri. I'm going to pay off your mortgage and save your family from foreclosure, but you have to work for me for 3 years. How does he consummate the deal for the Eved Ivri to work for him for 3 years? So the Gemara says Kesef. He gives him Kesef. And once again, it does not have to be the full amount that he pays off the foreclosure. That's the contingency for the Kenyan. Any form of kesef would go ahead and create the chiyuve avadim. The Gemara says, how do you know this? The Gemara says, I tell you how I know it. At the end of Bahar, it says that at the end of Bahar, if a Jew falls on tough times, he's going to end up borrowing money. And he's going to then end up borrowing beribis. And then he's going to get into such trouble in a death spiral, he's going to have to need to sell himself to a guy. So when it says he sells himself to a guy, it says, Mikesef miknasa. He will sell himself to a guy through kesef. So the Gemara says, you see that a Jew can sell himself to a guy through kesef. So too, an Eved Ivri can sell himself to a Jew through kesef. So the Gemara says, no, I can't bring a raya from how a Jew sells himself as an Eved to a guy to how he sells himself as a Jew to another Jew. Because Hayil, this is the Lashon, this is the Divra Maskul Hayil. Hayil the kol kinyanai bekesef. Since all the kinyanim that exist by a guy are kinyan kesef, I would be unable to learn from a guy to a Jew. Because at the end of the day, Tosfos explains, Hayil, the kol kinyana bekesef, the only kinyan available to a guy is kesef. Therefore, we
That's against Rabbi Yochanan, no? Rabbi Yochanan holds it's always the opposite. So it's only Mashiach by a guy, no?
That's correct. Tosfos on Yedalet Amud Aleph discusses this, that this Gemara seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. That's correct.
I mean, that's why we pass it like Mishlokis.
Exactly. That's exactly true. That's Tosfos there. That Tosfos is found, interesting, on Daf Yedalet in Bechiris and also Daf Yedalet in Beis and Kedushin. Excellent. Tosfos makes that point there. But nevertheless, the Gemara seems to say, Hoil the Kol Kinyanai. There's a question if the Gir says Rov Kinyano or Kol Kinyanai. But Tosfos's Girsa is, Hoil the Kol Kinyanai Bekesef. I cannot bring a Raya that Kesef works by an Eved Ivri. Because by an Eved, by a guy, buying a Jew, he's availing himself of his prevalent Kinyan. So therefore, based on that, and a Tosfos in Bava Basra, let's go back to the Minchas Chinuch. Bava Basra and the Alma Beis Divra Masl Oved, Kosfu.
Sorry, excuse me. Since we have a Raya, the Farish, that Kesef works by a guy, why do we have such a problem by his Mechiras Chometz? Why can't they just use Kesef?
So the truth is, you're right. According to some shitas, kesef would work. But there is an opinion kesef does not work. Because there is that machlokas Rashi and Tosfos I mentioned, if we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan or we paskin like Reish Lakish. According to Rashi that paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, kesef is the kinyan of Jews, which by definition excludes Gaia.
Okay.
So you're right. Tosfos brings Oraya against Rashi from the Gemara in Kedushin, Mikesef Miknasai, Hayal Vakol Kinyana Bekesef. Excellent. But nevertheless, Rashi does not paskin that way. So we have to be chayshish for Rashi. It's a big mix up of all these different shitas with a lot of chumras, how to sell to a guy. I remember Rabbi Willig once gave a whole list one year. It was like every kinyan in the book that you've ever heard of or never heard of, you use with a guy.
I want to tell you, when we sold to the guy, we used at least five kinyanim, including Agav. And Rabbi Brown, to live and be well, always fahers the guy, if you know what Agav is. And he does, you know, anyway, he says it to Agav. And we explained to him also that one is not exclusive of the other ones. In other words, it could be all, some, but they're not competing with each other. It's not this or that. It could be all also. All this is spoken out with the guy.
So by now, does the guy know his stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So he could give the share.
Especially he makes money out of it. Know what I mean?
Interesting. The question is, do you do a hand slog with him?
Yes. I also.
So you can do that this year or no? With gloves?
With the gloves on.
Interesting. Hand slag with a glove.
And okay. A mask. And a mask. Very important.
Yeah, yeah. All that.
I don't think there's any Kenyan that involves kissing.
That's true.
But you have to get close enough to have a handshake.
That's fine. Yeah. Okay, so let's finish this. V'kinyan shtar eino noy begay. So the opinion of the Minchas Chinuch is kinyan shtar does not work with a guy. Based on Bava Basra and Nandal and Amid Beis, Divra Maslo Oved, and again, that Gemara Kedushin I told you, the kinyan shtar, but because of this idea, V'ekhra Sefer HaMikneh, which is fascinating, because what I mentioned to you before is the pasuk that almost sounds like a miut, right? The pasuk says, "Oh, v'chi simkor memchar miyad amisecha," as if amisecha is to exclude. The pasuk in Yirmiyah doesn't sound like an exclusionary pasuk. It just is describing two Jews doing a deal. Nevertheless, Tosfos feels that since the example of shtar in Yirmiyahu of the Ekecha Sefer Mikneh is between two Jews, we go ahead and limit the Kinyan shtar to Jews. Ahu Yisrael have it. Vayein Kedushin Yadal Mebeis, once again we read, Ubatoisvah Sham, Divar Amas Luhayel, V'chol Kinyan Abakesif.
Howie, I'm sorry, Howie, one quick question.
Sure.
How was Abraham able to buy Ephron? I mean, if we have this problem of you know, buying things from a guy, I mean, it worked there, right?
Yeah, first of all, the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is by metaltolin.
Ah.
Does Kesef work by metaltolin? Because as I mentioned, the sugya is about selling a guy an ear or a body part in a movable bechor, correct?
Yeah.
So when it comes to karka, which is real property, taka, everyone agrees, and that's the mucker, that Kesef can work by a guy because of Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron. That's correct. So by Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron, which is a case of a guy, Beferish Kesef works by a guy. Everyone agrees to that. The Minchas Chinuch mentioned that a page earlier when he was discussing Kesef by Karka. The discussion now was not Kesef by Karka. The discussion briefly was Kesef by Metaltim. By the case of an animal, as I mentioned. The Alkane Lo Mahane Shtaros Shel Goy Leinian Shtar Makne. The Lav B'nei Shtara Ninho. So interesting. He says that a shtar cannot work by a guy, because a guy is mufka from the dine shtar, and he uses a very interesting terminology. Lav b'nei shtarinim, which, as I recall, the Gemara does not use that lashon.
Lav b'nei shtarinim. How about that? Does that work?
Work, but that would work midin dinim alchusidina. But it would not work midin, you know.
Right, I understand, but it's something to do of Pesach. You do something that's valid according to American law.
That's correct.
We do that also. We do that also.
Yeah, we do that also.
Yeah.
Tzvi, don't worry, Rabbi Reisman's got it covered.
I have a problem because I have a lot of pots and pans that my wife bought, and we have to be toilet, and I'd like to rely on this, the solution of. I'm selling it to my maid. So I had to figure out what kind of a kinyan to use, because then I want to borrow it back, and then I don't have to be toivelit until I could be toivelit. So Rabbi Reisman.
I'm not answering any shaylos now.
Okay, now I'm just talking about kinyanim now. I'm not talking about answering this shaylos. I'm talking about the kinyan.
No.
According to me, I could do the following. I could use kesef, and I could do Meshicha, and I would cover every base without doing all the fancy agavs and all that. I don't need to do it. It's Metaltolin. She's in my house. So I give it to her, and I tell her to do Meshicha or to do Hagbor. And I also use Kinyan Kesef, and I think I covered every base.
I'll tell you a secret. You see, we have a lot of Rabbonim there. Everybody has his own Kinyan he likes. You don't have that problem. It's only you and the Sheikh, sir.
Okay.
Maybe she wants agav. You never know. She wants to be a landowner for a split second. okay, so anyway, let's finish this up. So he says that you should know that shtar shogoy le'inyan shtar makne v'lav b'nei shtar ninho. They are not shayach in the parsha of shtar. Once again, interestingly enough, just because the case and scenario in Yirmiyahu happened to have been between two Jews. V'hine im ha-meicher hu-goy ben im ha-koine Yisrael o goy eino koine heivan de ha-meicher koisev ha-shtar Vahu lav ben, sorry, lav b'nei shtarhu. So he's saying, interesting, in one direction, I will tell you, I am sure shtar does not work by a guy. That's when the guy goes ahead and is selling through a shtar, where the guy is using the shtar as a form of sale, that for sure will not work. Because his shtar that he creates is a chas v'ba'alma. Aval, however,
he's talking about the guy has Jewish witnesses, right?
Let's say everything is okay. Just let's say. The shtar is written by a good cipher.
Has witnesses.
Right, but it's being used by a guy. That shtar, he feels, everyone will agree that as a meicher, the guy is disadvantaged not to use a shtar because he is mufka from the idea of shtar. Aval im Yisrael meicher l'guy. But if it's the other way around, that the guy is the recipient of the shtar, correct? Veha Yisrael. Noisein hashtar. In other words, the guy is not the giver, but if the Jew is the one giving, Efshar could be the Hagoy Kaina. Kevan why? The hashtar, who shall Yisrael? Isn't this an interesting chiluk? That when a guy is mufka from a shtar, it means he has the inability to create the shtar. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch wants to posit theoretically that a shtar cannot be given as a shtar mechira by a guy, but a guy could receive a shtar mechira from a Jew, because the shtar is generated from the Yisrael. However, he says, he rejects that. Ach nira kevan de yalfinan, but at the end of the day, no. You know why? Because what did Tosfos say? I remove a guy from shtar because kevan de yalfinan, I learn at the end of the day from the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, may the ekach as sefer hamikna, correct? The hosom, and in the case of sefer hamikna, hosom have Yisrael. Have Yisrael, me Yisrael, it's two Jews. And since the classic case of star is two Jews, I have to limit all staros to two Jews. And no matter what direction the guy is involved in, as the meicher or the lokeach, not only can he not generate a document of sale, but he feels he cannot receive a document of sale either. Right? In Cain, but sad echad goy lo yalfinan star klal v'tzorech iyun. And he says this interesting idea. He still leaves it open. V'ayin barabam perik aleph. Ubishokhan Arach Simen Kuf Tzadi Dalet Sif Aleph, the guy kinda bishtar. There seem to be Rambams that say that a guy is kinda bishtar. So what do you mean? So he says every time the Shulchan Aruch says that a guy can receive a shtar, it does not mean a shtar mecher. It means hainu shtar raya. It means a guy is applicable to receive a shtar raya. Vayein sham bekesef mishnah. Hu behilcho sechia umatana. Perek alef halachi yedalim. Okay. Because you know what? I thought we were going to get into chazaka, but we'll stop here. And Amir Tashem, next time, after Pesach, we'll start with a new kinyan chazaka. But anyway, the Minchas Chinuch still seems to be open to this very interesting idea that by a guy in shtar mechira, it may depend on whether he is the recipient of the bill of sale or he is the one giving the bill of sale. And at the end of the day, the Minchas Chinuch seems to lean towards this fascinating idea that since the classical case in the Torah in Yirmiyahu is that a shtar we know from Yirmiyahu, a Jew buying another field from another Jew, is two Jews, we would limit Kinyan shtar only to two Jews and not a guy. But then he says something fascinating. But a shtar raya would work by a guy, which bothers me a little. I'll tell you why. Because those psukim in Yirmiyahu not only speak about the shtar serving as a shtar kinyan, but they also speak about that same shtar serving as a shtar raya. There's a pasuk there, and I'm going to misquote it, but it says that you should put it in a kli cheres, l'man yamdu yamim rabim. So the Gemara says that we know that a person takes a shtar raya and he saves it for many years. This is the sugyan cheskas habatim in Gittin Chof Beis, that a person usually stores a shtar as a form of a raya for many years. So the idea of a shtar raya also comes from those psukim in Yirmiyahu, which says that you put it in a kli cheres, v'yamdu yamim rabim. So if his whole point is that we're excluding a guy from the whole idea of shtar based on the pasuk v'ekecha sefer hamikneh, even though that pasuk refers to shtar mechira, all the other psukim there, l'man yamdu yamim rabim, are referring to a shtar raya. So I'm not sure how he would get out of that problem, since he's using that pasuk and that scenario of the two Jews to exclude a guy.
It's just Eidus. That's all it is. It's Eidus. It's some kind of a svara. That's all. Isn't it? There's some kind of a Haggadah Eidus. Is that? I don't know. It's doesn't seem to me like you need any magic for it.
The truth is, you do need magic. Why? Because the Rishonim in Yevamos Lamed Aleph say that really shtar should never be able to give eidus.
It's me beaks of them. Is that it?
Correct.
But there must be some mechanic that solves that problem.
Correct. So there's a chiddush of shtar, they say. Mm-hmm. So this chiddush of shtar that overcomes me pim v'lom piks of them, the question is, can you be mechadashit by a guy? So he ends up saying he feels he can be mechadashit by a guy.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.